Blog Talk Radio.
This is a song I wrote. Enjoy it.
I'm your host, Ashaw Thomas, and I just want to thank you for being here again with me this evening. It's funny because just recently I was talking to a gentleman who was fixing my car, and he was in a situation where he's in an abusive situation. He was been hit in the face by a woman, still had the bruises all around his face, and his coworker was really upset about it, and you know, they were discussing it while I was in there with them, and you know, they're basically asking me their my opinion. And I just asked him, like, do you really feel that you deserve to be mistreated that way? Do you really, you know, wake up every day thinking that you never know if you're going to be hit or if you're, you know, going to be yelled at or screamed at. She's not helping you in any kind of way. She's not trying to provide any kind of love or support to you. And then I found out that on the other hand, there was another young lady that was just a friend of his who lived in a whole other state, who cared about him, that, you know, worried about him, who called to check on him. And his coworker was really like his only friend, like somebody to really say, like, what is wrong with you? Why are you, you know, you're not married. And, you know, that's a hard place to be in anyway, because, you know, you're living, you know, with somebody that's not your wife or not your husband. You know, that's going to create some difficulties. You know, maybe not for everybody in the world, but, you know, if you're saved and you believe in doing things in the way that God would have us to do it, and then you would want to be married first to be living with somebody. And I'm not saying that I'm, you know, against people living together. You know, you do what you want to do. I'm not your God. I'm just saying that it is harder sometimes to be in a relationship when you're not married, for legal reasons, for, you know, when things happen to people that you're with, and you might need to, you know, have that to be able to get whatever you need to continue to live on. So I'm not judging anybody for anything, but anyway, to try and get back to this long story that tried to be short, he didn't see himself to be ready to be with the person who really loved him, and he was willing to stay in this abusive situation. And I guess the question that I have for men and for women is, if you have two situations, one that's dysfunctional and another one that's completely functional, and evidently he's known this other person for a very long time, and she's always been stable and she's always been loving and caring, and so you have one situation that you know is detrimental to your life, and another one that could open up a whole new door of living. Why wouldn't you want to leave and be where you're going to be loved? Even if you left everything that you owned at the place where you're being abused, it's a choice. We have a choice in life to live or to not live, or to just function, or to just exist. And I don't think just existing is enough. I think that we should all strive to live. And if you're in a really bad situation, you should be able to turn your life around and look for yourself somewhere else. Be who you were designed to be. Be who you were created to be. You were made to be loved and appreciated and cared for. Nobody was put on this earth to be beaten on. And I'm telling you, when you have the heart of a woman, you have all of the woman. You don't just have part of her. And it should be the same thing if you're with the right person and it's a man. When you have all of a man, you have every bit of him, everything that he can give to that relationship. And we shouldn't abuse people when they care about us and love them. Don't leave the person who loves you waiting out in the rain, screaming out for your love, being lonely and waiting. Don't let those tears fly. For yourself or for the person who truly loves you. And always know that God loves you. This has been the Mary Martha Hour, and I'm your host, Isha Thomas. In life, if we can help one person by doing so, they'll be able to help somebody else, and we will start to live in a better world, one person at a time. Let's look inside of ourselves, find our hearts, and share it. Have a blessed night. Cry.
Dream Team.